This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Mary Anastasio Grady of the Wall Street Journal about the changes that are proposed by AMLO, Lopez Obrador, the outgoing president, where he will have command of the Congress for 30 days between September 1st and October 1st, and the new president, Claudia Sheinbaum. Chiefly, AMLO wants to reform, change, alter the way the Supreme Court is picked, have it an election, a national election, not appointed by the executive. And why? Mary explains. It has to do with sentimental journey. AMLO wants the power for his Morena that was once held by the Revolutionary Party, the PRI, for 7 or 8 decades. Why? To challenge the institutions that defied him when he was president for 6 years. Here's Mary Anastasio Grady. It's Mexico, integral to the success of North America, dominant for the story of the Americas entirely. Its manufacturing capabilities are enormous. It's also a very good neighbor to the South. And yet, AMLO has plans. Here's Mary Anastasio Grady to explain. More of this tonight.
Well, no, I think it was mostly about the court. You know, he wanted to resume, he wanted to go back to the days when the Federal Electricity Company, which was a state-owned company, and Pemex were both the dominant energy companies in the country. He wanted to return to those days, and the Constitution, basically, there was a reform in 2013 and went into effect in 2014 that made them just one of a number of different companies that compete for energy contracts and so forth. So he wanted to restore that. He tried to do it by law. And the Supreme Court, even though he had named two people to the court himself, did not go along with his changes. And so he was frustrated because he wasn't able to return Mexico to its glory days of the 1970s when the institutional revolutionary PRI was the power beyond all other power. That's what he wants to go back to, and he wants to make Morena that power. In order to do that, he has to restore his control, or the executive's control, over the judiciary. That's what this reform is about.